NPR has a brand new weekly hour-long show called Hidden Brain, which grew out of a series of reports you may have heard on Morning Edition on WPSU. The program explores human behavior from a scientific perspective. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with Shankar Vedantam, the host of the new show.
With the Muzak blaring, a handful of people on a celebrity tour peer out their van, hoping to glimpse the homes of LA's rich and famous.
When you listen to NPR's Hidden Brain, you hear the lilting voice of host Shankar Vedantam inviting you to explore why we humans do what we do. He has a knack for making science accessible.
Humans are prone to suck up to the rich and powerful. But this turns out to be only one side of our psychology. On the other side, it's something...
Vedantam has been reporting on the social sciences for a long time. He has a graduate degree in journalism from Stanford and worked for a time as a reporter for The Washington Post.
I've been a science journalist for all of my career, but really over the last 10 or 15 years, I've been drawn to the world of the mind and the brain and human behavior, partly because I think it's the area of science where there are the largest number of unanswered questions.
And Vedantam says it's the area of science that connects most directly to people's lives.
People want to know, how can I be a better parent? How can I be a better manager or an employee? How do I get myself to eat healthier? How do I get myself to exercise more often?
Each week on Hidden Brain, Vedantam brings science to bear on these questions of human behavior.
To be able to connect rigorous and well-conducted science with questions that people are wrestling with every day seems to be absolutely in the sweet spot of what constitutes great journalism.
Vedantam has spent a lot of time considering and writing about questions like these. He even wrote a book, like the new NPR show. It's titled The Hidden Brain.
Well, The Hidden Brain was a book that I wrote a few years ago that really explores this idea that I still find surprising to this day, which is that when I think of my own mind, I feel like I'm aware of everything that my mind is doing, and my thoughts and feelings are in many ways intentional and deliberate. But really over the last 15 or 20 years, researchers have discovered that there is an entire world inside of our minds that is essentially hidden from us, and I call this world the hidden brain. And the idea that there's this mismatch between how we feel that we are thinking and perceiving and judging the world and how we're actually doing it is endlessly fascinating to me.
Vedantam's NPR show grew out of reports he was doing, mostly for Morning Edition, as NPR's social science correspondent.
And the stories were often what I would call fairly geeky stories, looking at research studies that, explore different facets of human behavior. And I've been surprised at how interested people were in those stories, how fascinated they were. And many people wrote to us saying, we would love to have a deeper exploration of these ideas.
Now, with an hour-long show each week, Vedantam can get even geekier. But he does it with a flair for storytelling, too.
This week on the show, we're exploring dynamics of power, from the evolutionary roots of our ambivalence toward it.
Basically, if you look at the individual chimpanzees and how they behave around their superiors, it's rather ambivalent.
To how people become powerful and what power does to them once they have it.
Power does make us a little bit more self-focused, but this can happen to us all. This is just what the mind does when we feel powerful.
When you think of a powerful person, what comes to mind?
His goal is always to link the story to the science.
To go that step deeper, to be able to take the research idea and flesh it out and show you all of its nuances, and also to build great stories that allow people sort of a fuller experience of the ideas we talk about on the radio.
Shankar Vedantam is host of NPR's new weekly show, Hidden Brain. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.